Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Will Walden. Welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. This is a show about everything Elon Musk. And today's episode, we're going to be talking about Starbase. Now, if you're not familiar, Starbase is in Boca Chica, Texas, right on the Rio Grande River, the Gulf of Mexico, right on the border of Mexico, the very southern tip of Texas, the tip of Texas, as they say there in Cameron County. So Starbase, if you take Highway 4 east from Brownsville and you drive about 20-ish miles down that lonesome road, you're going to see some amazing things. It is a desolate, beautiful place. I've seen tumbleweed. I've seen all sorts of bird species. I've seen wildlife like crazy down there. I've seen stray dogs. I've seen cars that are in the ditch and other people helping them out of the ditch. I've seen big trucks stuck in the sand at the end at the beach. I've seen pretty much everything. It's a crazy experience on a day-to-day basis, and it can be pretty cool if you do it right, though. So temperatures at Starbase in Boca Chica near Brownsville can reach over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. I was down there filming Starbase and Starships for 9 months, and most of the time, it was pretty hot. It was about 90 degrees most of the time. Sometimes during the fall and during the winter, it got down to, 75, 80 degrees Fahrenheit. But for the most part, when I was down there, I got there in August. The day that I moved there, September 10th, actually. I got there September 10th. The day that I got there, it was 96 degrees. I moved into my apartment. It was 96 degrees. I had to unload my whole car into my apartment by myself. My whole car was packed. I have a little Subaru sedan. My whole car was packed. I'm sweating bullets. I'm on the second floor. It's 96 degrees there. And the humidity is ridiculous. So I'm going to tell you some things that you're going to need to do in order to survive Starbase. Because surviving Starbase is exactly what it is. It's a beautiful place. It's an amazing place. You're going to see some of the coolest things you'll ever see in your entire life if you go there. If you're a space flight fan, if you're a technology fan, you're going to see some really cool stuff. But you have to make sure that you're taken care of before you go down Highway 4. Because Highway 4, like I said before, is about 20 miles. It's a 20-mile stretch from Brownsville, Texas to Boca Chica Beach. At the end of Highway 4 is Boca Chica Beach. You can literally drive onto the beach. And I would suggest driving onto the beach only if you have an all-terrain vehicle or a 4x4. Don't drive on there with a car. I've seen so many cars get stuck in the sand because people, they don't have the right tires. There's so many reasons. You get stuck in a little bit of sand, and sand is not solid, and it starts deteriorating away. Your car slowly sinks into the sand the more you use it. So I would suggest parking on the side of Highway 4 and walking to the beach. So that being said, 20 miles down Highway 4, there's literally nothing. There's a gas station before you turn onto Highway 4, and that's it. There's a gas station right there. So I would suggest if you're low on gas, get gas in Brownsville on your way there, fill up your tank, and then head down Highway 4 towards Starbase. Also, make sure to bring water with you. Cold water, if you will, very as cold as you want to get it. Ice water if you can, because it's going to get hot down there. Not only is it 90 plus degrees every day Fahrenheit, but there's absolutely zero shade when you get down there. So bring an umbrella with you. If you're, you know, if you have problems with heat, I would suggest going at a time either early in the morning or very late at night after 9 o'clock. You'll still be able to see most of it because the light from Starbase actually is pretty good. It's a industrial zone. It's a construction zone. So they have construction lights out. They're building all night long. They build 24/7 down there. The rocket, you'll be able to see the rocket any time of day, any time of night, because you'll be able to have access to Highway 4 due to the access to the beach past Starbase. So they have to keep the highway open when they're not testing for locals and other people that want to use the beach, because it's in the Texas Constitution that all beaches are public. So that being said, Highway 4 has to be open so you can go to the beach. So you have access to drive by Starbase. Okay, so about 20 miles down Starbase, or down Starbase, down Highway 4, you'll see the beginnings of Starbase. About 10 to 15 miles down, you can barely see the top of the high bay over some bushes and over a little hill on your left side. Starbase production facility will be on your left side as you go into the region. Now, this is important. The show is brought to you by Backblaze. I use Backblaze to back up my podcast, my video files, all of my writing stuff, and all my photos. And you get unlimited computer backup for Macs and PCs for just $7 a month. You can back up your own documents, photos, videos, drawings, projects, all of your data, and access your backed up data from anywhere in the world using the web app. And you can access the files on your mobile too. iOS, Android apps, all covered. And this is the cool part. This is my favorite part. You can restore it by mail. A hard drive will come to your house with all your data shipped to your door. It could come to your business too. And you can restore, return, refund program. So you can buy a hard drive restore, send the hard drive back within 30 days, and get a full refund. So basically they ship you this hard drive, and then you ship it back and you don't ever pay for it, which is the perfect program for somebody who has huge files and you don't want to waste days and days downloading terabytes and teraflops of data. And if you're worried about accidentally deleting your files, $2 extra a month, you can increase your retention history to 1 year. And I use it for all of my video files. It comes in super handy. So $7 plus $2, $9 a month, and you get everything backed up, ease of mind for up to a year. And if you use the URL backblaze.com/Elon, you get a fully featured 15-day no credit card required free trial. Check it out. Play with it. Start protecting yourself from potential bad times. Back your stuff up. It's recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and more. And it's recently been listed on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange under BLZE, so you know they're legit. Backblaze is committed more than ever to bringing easy and affordable data storage that you can trust. Don't be that person that forgot to back up their important files. We've got your back. Sign up for a free 15-day trial. No credit card required. Go there, sign up, play with it. It's really powerful and is really easy to use. So go to backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon.
Most important thing about this whole journey, make sure to watch out for potholes on Highway 4, because I've seen countless blown tires, bent axles, cars on the side of the road. And I'm not joking. Like, this is really, really serious. People can get really hurt. And also, you don't want to be out in the 100 plus degree heat with a broken down car, because it takes anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour to get a tow truck down there. And also, most of the way down there, there's no signal for your phone. So it's really desolate out there. Sometimes you'll get a signal, sometimes you won't. When you hit Starbase, it's hard to get a signal. So be very careful of the roads. Don't swerve, go the speed limit, drive cautiously, be very good to yourself on that road, because it's your only way in and out of Starbase. If you're listening to this right now, please, if you can, leave a review on the podcast app that you're listening to right now.
that would be really great if you could just give us a great review, because I'm trying to build up this podcast even more than it already has. And we're in the top 100 of technology podcasts in the United States now. So thank you to everybody who's been subscribing and following the show. Thank you so much. We have a show on YouTube called Space News Pod, and that's usually where we take the content from, because I do that as a live show. And then I use that on this podcast because they're kind of the same thing. All about Elon Musk, right? So that being said, let's get back to Highway 4. The first thing you'll see is the production site on your left side. The production site is where they build everything. And when they build everything, you'll have access to witness it. So there'll be cranes, there'll be trucks, there'll be all sorts of heavy equipment coming in and out of the production site. So be careful and stay on your own side of the road. Do not go to the other side of the road on the left side for anything other than to go take a picture or something in the Rocket Garden. And that being said, the Rocket Garden Road, you can walk down that, but don't drive down it. You know, I've driven down it a few times to get video when I've been in a crunch for time, but other times I've had to walk down the whole road. And that's okay, but make sure to stay on the side of the road that's not SpaceX property. They have property markers, and do not pass those property markers. Do not go into SpaceX property. They can arrest you. You can get thrown in jail in Cameron County, and that's not fun. So more than likely, they're not going to do anything because you're going to stay outside of their property zone. They have it clearly marked off, so you don't have to worry about it. So walk down there, take a couple pictures, stay on the other side of the road of the Rocket Garden, and you'll be fine. And then turn around and leave. You know, it's a production facility. This is a construction site. So they're being very nice to you and allowing you access to what they're doing down there. So don't take advantage of it, please. Just be nice, be courteous, be kind, be good, and do your thing and then leave. So there's a few questions that I've gotten asked on Twitter. People DM me at Space News Pod is my Twitter account if you want to follow. Where do you park? That's the big question. If you can't go into the SpaceX facility, totally understandable. Where are you going to park? Well, across the road from the SpaceX facility is usually a pretty good spot to park, because sometimes they do have people over there. They have employees that park across the road, but most of the time those people park on SpaceX property. So across the road, as long as there's no markers on the side of the road that tell you not to park there, you should be fine. So just be careful, because the side of the road is kind of bumpy, and there's sometimes drop-offs off the side of the road. So be careful when you're driving in and parking on the side of the road. Don't get in people's way. Just be nice. You know, just be a good person. That's pretty much all they ask, is like, hey, just come down here and check it out. Like, we have to show the world how cool this is. So go down there, check it out, show them how cool it is, you know, take some pictures, but don't walk over to SpaceX property, because they will nab you and they'll kick you out. So you don't want to be kicked out before you get to the real show, which is the launch pad down the road about a mile and a half. So you go from the production site and you drive down the road. It's brand new paved, so it's really nice road at that point, all the way down to the launch facility. The launch facility will be on your right side. You'll see boosters there. You'll see a rocket there probably. Right now at this recording, it's booster 7 and rocket 24. So stacked together, it's 24/7. And when they put those things together, when they stack them up, it's absolutely insanely cool. So where do you park down there? Across the road on the left-hand side as you're driving down, there's usually some parking. But what you want to do is park a little bit further away than there's usually a big cluster of cars. And those clusters of cars are the SpaceX employees. So you don't really want to park where the employees park, because they work there. After a hard day of work, they don't really want to walk super far to get to their vehicle. So just give them the courtesy of you parking farther away down the beach, down the road a little bit, towards the beach a little bit more, and then walking up on the side of the road that's away on the other side of the road from the SpaceX launch facility, near where everybody parks. So be careful crossing the road, of course. Be good. Watch where all the other cars are. Look both ways before you cross the street. All those things people told you when you're a little kid, you know, make sure to do those things and you'll be fine. Just kind of stay out of the way, you know, be excited, but also kind of just be there. You know, you have to be in the moment as well. So don't, you know, play by people's cars. If you see, you know, like a cool shot you want to take, it's pretty active during the daytime. So be careful of vehicles and also cranes and giant trucks. Things are being moved in and out of that place all day long. So be careful. And also there's a website you can check to see if the roads are closed before you go down there. So there's a Cameron County website that you can check out. And it is CameronCountyTX.gov/SpaceX. And that's where all the Cameron County temporary closures of State Highway 4 in Boca Chica Beach. That's where they list everything. You can also get texts when they close the beach. You can text BEACH, B-E-A-C-H, all capitals, to 866-513-3475. That's BEACH to 866-513-3475. And then you'll know when they actually close the beach. Because if you're going to go down there, you have plans to go down there and they close the road before you get down there, it's kind of a bummer. It's happened to me a bunch of times. I just didn't look at the website, you know, and they closed the beach or closed the road on me, or I was out and about anyway. And I was like, well, I'll just swing by SpaceX real quick. I just won't check. I'll just get whatever footage I can. And, you know, they turn you away. They have roadblocks up and stuff. So you cannot actually go to this, to the launch site or the build site or where they're transporting things. They just block you off. So just be forewarned of that. So the survival kit, let's get back to that a little bit. Carry water with you. When you're walking around, make sure to have water with you. Make sure to have water in your car. Make sure, you know, maybe if you want Gatorade to rehydrate, that's cool. If you're really susceptible to heat damage, just be careful, be very careful. Bring maybe an extra bag of ice with you to cool down afterwards. I'm very susceptible to heat damage myself. I've had a bunch of heat strokes when I was younger. So I've had heat injuries throughout my life. So I had to play it really safe. Get a giant hat. That's one of the things that I always tell everybody. Get a big hat. The hat will keep the sun off your face and will keep the sun off your shoulders. You'll want to wear long sleeves, loose fitting long sleeves and breathable material. And the same goes with your pants. You'll want to wear full pants. You can wear shorts and stuff too if you don't have heat injuries, but this is more focused on people with heat injuries or people that are kind of susceptible to heat or sun. So breathable clothing. Of course, you don't have to wear full pants. I wore full pants too. There's a lot of bugs down there. So wearing full pants and full shirts throughout the day and high socks kept the bugs away from me. And if you look at all the workers down there, none of them wearing shorts. They're all wearing full pants, full shirts and helmets and sunglasses. And that's pretty much what you should do as well. Maybe not the helmet. That's probably a little bit too much of an overkill thing, but wear a nice big brimmed hat, wear light colors, and stay cool. You know, stay as cool as possible. Bring snacks with you. Before you come down, grab some snacks. If something happens to your car, if it overheats on the way down, you'll want to have some food and some snacks with you in case you get hungry. You know, you don't want to be out in 105 degree weather and be, you know, low blood sugar. You know, like that's not good. It's a survival thing at this point. So you have snacks, you have water, you should be all right. So bring a little bit of sugar, bring a little bit of maybe some beef jerky, something like that. That would be cool. So what I ended up doing a lot of the time, I would have snacks and I would have water and I would give them to people that would stop by because I was filming on the side of the road, and they'd ask me what I'm doing there. And I would tell them, and they'd say, "Oh, that's pretty cool." And I'd say, "Hey, do you want a water? It's pretty hot out here." And everyone that I talked to said yes, because they didn't bring any with them. So bring water, bring some snacks with you. You know, it doesn't have to be like a full course meal, just like something to get you by if you have an extra 30 minutes or something like that, or an hour to, you know, to wait for a tow truck if something does happen to your car, because it is brutal down there. There's, you know, it's a construction site, so anything can happen. Just be ready for anything to happen. There's other things, sunscreen an hour before you go out, sunscreen a half an hour before you go out, and make sure that it's a really high SPF, because zero shade down, absolutely zero shade. So make sure to get a good SPF, a really good sunscreen. Wear sunglasses too, because the sun is so brutal down there. It's just plain sun, like bright sun all the time you're down there. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful, but it is brutal down there. So those are some of the things that I wanted to tell you and kind of warn you about before you go down to Starbase. And the same applies to when you're coming back from Starbase. Be careful of the roads. Be careful of people. There's a lot of people moving in and out of those places, a lot of cars, a lot of big, heavy machinery. Just go the speed limit. Do yourself a favor. Just, you know, go down there, enjoy Starbase, and then leave. You know, what you come in with, you leave with. There's no porta potties. There's no bathrooms. So before you go down there, make sure to go to the restroom. There's no place to wash your hands. So bring, bring some hand sanitizer if you don't like dirty hands or whatever. But if you get too hot, this is a little secret you could do. If you get too hot, go to the end of Highway 4 towards Boca Chica Beach, park on the side of the road, and you can go pretty much to the beach, across the beach, into the Gulf of Mexico, which has pretty decent water and will cool you down. You can just jump in there real quick, and you'll cool down tremendously after about 5 minutes. You can just lay around in the water and cool yourself off if you're getting hot, if you feel yourself getting too hot. So I would suggest that if you want to cool down, and also just go there for the fun of it too. You know, the beach is really nice. It's quiet. You know, there's not that many people there, and it's pretty chill. So I would suggest going to the beach too while you're down there, if you're a beach kind of person. So that's pretty much it for now, everybody. I want to say thank you to everybody who's been subscribing to the show. If you haven't subscribed yet, please hit your subscribe button on your podcast app. I greatly appreciate all your support. Make sure to boost the signal of the show so we can do more Elon Musk podcasts. So thank you, everybody, for all of your continued support. Take care, and I'll see you next time.